Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, to Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Saturday mornings with the returning Jim Valley. Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Monday here on the show, and you know what that means? I've made it back. And man, I am tired. But I'll complain about that later. We got a lot to get into here today. Amazingly, I'm here, but Mike Sempervivi is not. But in the next segment of the show, we'll be joined by our own Filthy Tom Lawlor. I won't say he's shamed the Empire. This was not his fault. But we will talk about a lot of stuff from this weekend, including the destruction of Team Filthy. But we have a lot of other news as well. It was a very, very busy weekend. We can talk about all of this stuff that happened this weekend, but we have also got a lot of breaking news, including Rhea Ripley, after all that, may have to vacate the women's title as a result of injury. And we'll tell you what we know about that when we come back from the break. Rossi Ogawa has, in fact, revealed his new promotion, had a press conference. We will tell you about that, plus the main event of the first show, Rock and WrestleMania. This guy's ready to go for next year, he says. So we'll tell you about that. Nikki Bella considered going to AEW after seeing the debut of Mercedes Moné. John Moxley's your new IWGP Heavyweight Champion. He's going to be on Dynamite Wednesday. We'll also give you the lineups for all of the shows coming up and plenty of other news as well. If you would like to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. I am, of course, at Brian Alvarez on the X. Back in a moment with Filthy and more Observer Live.
Some people just know bundling with Allstate means big savings. Just like they know the right ingredient means big flavor. They know honey on pizza is where it's at, and olive oil on ice cream is the cherry on top. And they know when you bundle home and auto with Allstate, you can save up to 25%. Mm-mm.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts, until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon Franchise or SPV LLC. Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. No Mike Sempervivi. Filthy Tom is joining us here today. We got a lot to talk about, and I'm tired, brother. I had the worst travel day yesterday. I literally would have been better off flying to, like, Wembley or, like, Africa or something. We checked out at 10 a.m. We were in Northern California, by the way. I live in Washington. We checked out at 10 a.m. I arrived home at 4:05 a.m. in the morning. Went to bed at 4:30. I don't even know how, but these kids were up at 9 to go to school. So that was rough. That was rough.
I just got off a plane 2 hours ago.
I'm sure that you didn't get on that plane Friday.
No, I got on it at 7 a.m.
What in God's
time.
Name is up with your head?
Did you not watch?
No, I did watch it. Like, what is up with your head, dude? Like, this, someone couldn't fix it between then and now? Like, what is happening there? Oh, my God. Brother, just shave it off, dude. That's legitimately a monstrosity.
I think it looks good.
No, it doesn't look good. I tell you that as a friend. It looks terrible.
Oh.
What happened with Team Filthy, dude? I've never turned on you like that. Just because you got another friend? Just because you decided to team with Fred Rosser?
Not only that, Brian, but really my goal on Friday was to win the New Japan Strong Openweight Tag Team titles and then show Royce and Jarrell how to do it by leading by example.
Mm. That the old Jericho deal. Yeah, that worked out great for him.
That's what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And then my plan, actually, was to make sure they got a chance at the titles once again.
Oh. But,
well, now I really don't care very much about that,
mm.
I'll tell you, because now I am saddled with one of the worst haircuts of all time. Ironically, Murdered Grandpa Minoru Suzuki sees me lamenting backstage. He looks at me, he says, "Hey, very handsome."
Well, yeah. Have you ever seen that guy's various haircuts?
It basically
looks exactly like a Minoru Suzuki haircut. You should have just gone home and like shaved some you know, diagonal whatever
there,
in it.
There are some.
Yeah. Golly. Oh, that. Hey, look at that. There is a big Z in your head. So what are you going to do?
I don't know. I don't know, Brian.
I don't know, brother.
Regroup.
Well, we'll talk
about revenge.
We'll talk about that show in a little while here, but we actually have a couple of I hate to say it, Filthy, but stories bigger than you getting your hair cut and have it fed to Fred.
Stories bigger than me saving $80.
Yeah. $80? Where are you getting your hair cut?
I go to a stylist.
God. I will never forget that I once went to a Buddy Wayne used to go to he had a barber that he went to that was like $8, and he did a fine job, you know, for a Buddy Wayne haircut or whatever. But he was out kind of Everett or whatever, and one day I said to him, you know where I can get a cheap haircut? He goes, looks like you already had one. It's like, I'm never talking to you again. Okay, couple of things here.
I bet you did though.
The Rhea Ripley injury is confirmed. She is hurt, and she may need to vacate the WWE Women's title. And I would presume in the next couple of hours we're going to get some sort of official announcement from WWE. But what I've been told is that it is a legitimate injury. It did happen during the backstage brawl with Liv Morgan. It was not the chair that Liv threw at her head, but it probably was, you know, they were throwing each other into walls and et cetera. And I think one of the bumps that she took into the wall is what did it.
It looked like she spiked her shoulder.
Yes.
Into the wall a little bit, in which case I would think maybe some sort of shoulder separation.
I think it's very possible that is it. But here's the deal. Like, in order to vacate the title, I mean, it's got to be a pretty serious injury. And if you remember, when they did that, like Finn Balor, you know, he got the running power bomb into the barricade, and like he destroyed everything. I mean, torn labrums. I mean, it was just a hideous injury. And you know, said it 1,000 times. Like sometimes things happen. Sometimes stupid things happen off something that should never. Just accidents happen. So we will know more, I'm sure, by Raw tonight. But what a terrible story, man. I mean, she had that title forever. You know, we were doing previews for WrestleMania, and it was like, is she going to win? Is Becky going to win? And I predicted, I think Rhea's going to win because, you know, whatever their idea was a year ago, Rhea is the hottest women's star in the company. She's one of the hottest stars. I mean, forget men or women. She's one of the hottest stars in the entire company. Now is not the time to take the title off of her. And a week later, backstage fluke, looks like she may have to vacate the title. So, all the best to her. We also have the announcement. Rossi Ogawa has revealed his new promotion. He announced the formation of Dream Star Fighting Marigold, or Marigold for short. Their first show, which I swear to God this was called, Marigold Fields Forever, is going to be taking place May 20th, Cork and Hall. Will stream on Wrestle Universe, both Japanese and English commentary. Main event, Julia and Sari are both in there. It'll be a tag team match. We don't know their partners yet. And they have 7 roster members at this point. Julia, Utami, Hayashishida, Mirai, Nane Takahashi, Mai Sakurai, and Yuzuki, who is now Victoria Yuzuki, and Nao Ishikawa. And also at the end of the press conference, Netsumi, Sumikawa, Miku Aona, Misa Matsui, Chiaki, Chika Goto, Koki, all of Actress Girl Z, another Joshi promotion in Japan, all also announced it will be part of the roster. So they do have a bunch of women, and obviously this is the fallout of Ogawa being fired from Stardom, and now we have two Stardom-esque groups. I mean, there are a number in Japan, but this is the founder of Stardom's new group, and then there's also Stardom. And how this all falls out, obviously AEW is going to be working with Stardom. There has been talk about WWE working with Rossi Ogawa. What that means, I don't know, but maybe some WWE NXT women going over there for some tours. You, Tom, just made your Stardom commentary debut, so you will be remaining with Stardom, is my presumption. Is that correct?
It seems that way.
Yeah, you weren't at this press conference.
I don't know if Rossi Ogawa has got a really nice hat he could offer me.
Yeah, he probably took one look at your head and was like, nah.
If he looks now, he's going to be like, I need to give this guy a hat regardless. Mm. But hey, I'll tell you one thing, Brian, as a purveyor and connoisseur of the Japanese Joshi wrestling scene, I can tell you there's no lack of talented females out there that can go in the ring. So I don't look at this as like a bad thing for the business of female wrestling in Japan, because I think Stardom was overstacked with talent to a certain extent. However, it is interesting that like Wrestle Universe essentially owns Tokyo Joshi Pro Wrestling, and now they're also airing what could be, you know, a bigger group than even them.
Yeah, we had a couple of shows this weekend with women's matches. You know, it's one thing when some rando on the internet says that I don't like any women's matches or AEW women's matches or whatever. But when I hear from a subscriber, I'm like, do you not listen to anything when you make these comments? We had the Izumi match with Toni Storm, which I thought was a great match on the it was on the Collision show. That was the best AEW women's match I've seen in a long time. And then on that that New Japan show, we had another great Izumi match, but we're out of time, so we'll talk about it after the break. And Tom's match, and everything that went down this weekend. So back in a moment, Observer Live.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. So we had Tony Storm versus Izumi on Saturday, and we had Stephanie Vaquer, no one can ever get this name right, against Izumi on...
Vaquer,
I mean... Anyway, Steph and Izumi, as Granny would say, Steffi and Izumi, on Friday night. And both these matches were great. And the thing with Izumi, it's one thing when you put like this match on a New Japan show, New Japan fans, that's one thing. Or a Stardom show, whatever. But this was her debut on Collision on Saturday night, okay? She debuted on Collision. She'd never been on Dynamite or Collision before. Or Rampage. And she comes out, and she's facing Timeless Toni Storm, okay? Now, I know a lot of you love the Timeless Toni Storm gimmick, okay? But the issue with the gimmick that we've discussed many times is that she is supposed to be a heel, but she is so wildly entertaining at her gimmick that it just murders all these other baby faces. Like, these baby faces go out there. It killed Deonna Purrazzo. I mean, nobody cared about Deonna. And it's happened many times where you do a match and nobody cares about the baby face because they love Tony. So she's in there, Toni Storm, versus a woman that nobody there has ever seen. I said it was 1,800 fans. That was a couple days earlier. They actually did about 2,400 or something like that. But still... You know, people mad at me for 1,800. 2,400 is really not that much better, everybody. I mean, 2,400 for a Collision and Battle of the Belts? Why are you mad at me? But anyway, there's 2,400 people there. Izumi in her AEW in-ring debut against Toni Storm, who everybody loves. And man, they loved Izumi. She got over so big to this crowd. Facing Toni Storm in Kentucky. So... I saw that and I was like, man, she is special. And I'd seen her in Stardom. We've reviewed Stardom shows with Izumi. But my God, I mean, I was so impressed with... I mean, the match was great. It was as close to a Stardom match as you're going to get with Toni doing that gimmick. You know, she had a couple of things and she does a running hip attack and they film it in black and white. Like, somehow that's okay, but the Bray Wyatt black... Anyway, I thought it was great. And I also thought the Stephanie Vaquer, golly, match was great on the New Japan show. So anyway, Izumi stock going straight up. That's what I think.
She's been fantastic for the last 3 years that we've watched her. So I'm not quite sure why you're surprised. I guess
because you know what, Tom, exactly what I just said. A lot of people are great, but you throw them on a show in the U.S. and Kentucky in a debut against Toni Storm and they ain't gonna get over, and she did.
I would not have been concerned. She's fantastic.
Yeah, she is
one of the best women in the world. Very young too. How old is she? She's like early 20s, 22, something like that.
Yeah. So they had, it was Minoru Suzuki and Ren Narita, which it was all right. You know, Minoru Suzuki, especially now that when he does shows in the U.S., I mean, he's there to do his gimmick. He's there to do his shtick. And which reminds me, by the way, was it Suzuki? What was the Bloodsport match? Him and Royce?
Yes.
What did you think of that match?
I didn't see it.
You didn't see it?
No.
Oh, you got to see it.
Why?
It was just funny because... It's a blood sport match, and so...
Suzuki's doing his match?
Yeah, he just totally did. I mean, it looked to me, because, like, Royce was in there, and he looked like a guy who, like, this was his dream. to be able to do an MMA-style match with a former King of Pancras, former MMA legend, and he's out there actually trying to do stuff, and Minoru is just rolling out of the ring, doing his shtick, like, he ain't gonna do it, brother. And I laughed uproariously watching the match, but Suzuki did the same thing here. I think he took one bump in the Ren Narita match, and the rest of it was all shtick, getting Murder Grandpa chance. I mean, it was fine, but Ren won X Factor. Then we had the Izumi match, which was excellent. And then it was Hikuleo and Phantasmo, Mikey Nichols and Shane Haste, you and Fred, and Royce.
Filthy and Fred.
In a four-way for the New Japan Strong. I thought you might take it, Tom. I had faith in you, which is rare. But I thought, man, you and Fred, you guys can take it.
Did you see our cool tag moves?
You actually had some pretty cool moves.
We look like a well-oiled machine out there. I gave him the stroke.
He was definitely well-oiled. You less so.
Sure.
Yeah. So that was a good match. And then, man, they turned on you. They beat you up. They cut your hair off, and then they fed the hair to Fred. How did you get him to okay this, not to break kayfabe? You know how horrible it is to swallow a hair? Imagine eating hair. Your hair. Your gimmick is that you're filthy. I hope he got paid extra.
I had conditioned that day.
It doesn't really matter. And, man, there was a lot of heat for that. Those people were into that. They were into that deal. Then we had Jack Perry and Shota Umino, which in the ring, I thought that this was a great match. And Jack Perry did get a lot of heat. But, and let's be fair here, this was in Chicago. And there were like CM Punk chants, you got choked out chants, no he didn't chants. And I was like, Tony was thrilled. Tony Khan was thrilled. It was like, it worked. This whole thing worked. And I thought, the guy's over, but like, we don't know if he would have been over, you know, when he came back one way or the other. We don't know anything. But so, yeah, he was over, but you also got a bunch of CM Punk chants. You got CM Punk chants during the Young Bucks segment on Dynamite. I don't know if I would want that as Tony Khan to get these CM Punk chants all over my show, but he was happy, so...
It's oddly enough, this situation, I feel like both CM Punk and Jack Perry have come out of it looking better, because CM Punk, who many people wanted to believe was not telling a story close to the truth, was somewhat vindicated, I would say, by the video footage. It was essentially one of the stories that he was telling on Ariel Helwani's show. And Jack Perry, who... as far as we know, has little to no fighting background, was able to escape unscathed a guillotine choke attempt by a former UFC fighter.
Well, to be fair, we actually don't know if he escaped because we couldn't see. And it was only 4 seconds before they were torn.
Well, he's not in the choke right now, is he?
Well, he wasn't choked out. No, that was clear.
He certainly escaped.
I mean, he was pulled apart. We don't know what happened. He could have got his head all the way out. He could have got his head none of the way out. He could have been being choked. He could have been being face locked. You know? All I know is this. What we heard after the incident was almost exactly what we saw. And CM Punk did mostly tell the truth. But there were a few things that, he stretched the truth on. I mean, how could you watch that? You know, some people matched up the audio with the video. And it was like, what was the line he said? Something like, I was trying to be professional. I just choked him. I didn't throw any punches. I just choked him a little bit. How could you watch that and go, that is exactly what happened? Because first off, there was nothing in what we saw that appeared to be CM Punk attempting to be professional. He strode right up to the guy. He cut a promo on him. He shoved him twice. He tried to choke him. And then as they were being pulled apart, he threw a punch. That was not, I was trying to be a professional. I didn't throw any punches. I just choked him a little bit.
Well, maybe he was trying to be a professional fighter.
Well, I mean, maybe.
Maybe.
So, I mean, the way that they did it where, he got beat clean, this Jack Perry, showed to pinned him clean, Death Rider. And then Jack shook his hand, hugged him, raised his arm afterwards, left. I mean, I presume that's the end of Jack Perry in New Japan for the time being, and he'll be back in AEW next week. That seems to be the deal. People here, was it even a choke? Did he get an interjection? We don't know. We couldn't see it. There was a body in the way. Jack says it was like a front face lock. Punk says it was a choke. And based on the footage we can't say one way or the other. That's just reality.
It's not as if like one is so easily discernible from another one. Punk could have been attempting a choke and not had his hands in the position that he wanted yet, or maybe Jack.
Of course, he could have put on the guillotine perfectly, and Jack had his chin tucked.
Yeah, like
there's a million things that could happen there. And then I also saw the Hiromu Mustafa Ali match, which was a very good match. You know, Ali got the win, and it was funny because even though he's from Chicago, like he was booed mightily at the beginning of this match. But they had such a good match that the crowd got into him by the end. Chanted his name. It was very good. And then we had the wild no DQ tornado tag with Finley, Kenta, Clark Connors, Gabe Kidd against Homicide, Eddie, Jeff Cobb, TJP, Riot Rules match. And I didn't even rate it. It was just wild. Just wild insanity. And Homicide went for the cop kill on Gabe. Finley hit him with a shillelagh. Gabe got the pin. And so it does appear, and this was exactly what I thought was going to happen, Eddie is on a tour to lose all of his titles, and Gabe Kidd will beat him for the New Japan Strong Openweight title, and that'll be the end of that run. So talk more after the break. Observer Live.
What's that on that beat?
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
I love springtime. The sunshine, the longer days, but I don't love stressing about outfits for all of our plans. Between brunches, showers, and spring break, we need looks that keep up and savings that keep it under budget. That's where Kohl's comes in. I scored 25% off dresses for myself. And with the 15% off going on, I got my daughter a dress for under $22, plus I earned Kohl's cash. So if you want a stress-free spring too, shop at Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Women's dresses, coupons do not apply. Offers end April 21st. See store or kohls.com for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So, in fact, Jon Moxley did beat Naito for the IWGP World Heavyweight title. And he's the new champion. He's going to be on Dynamite. His first appearance on Dynamite in forever coming up this Wednesday. And then he has got a title defense at Wrestling Dontaku, Friday, May 3rd, Saturday, May 4th, Fukuoka International Center. And we have the lineups for both nights. May 3rd has the New Japan TV title and the global title defended. Nick Nemeth versus Hiroshi Tanahashi for the global title. President Tanahashi. And then we've got
the one-third of the newly crowned never open weight six-man champions, President Tanahashi, along with Ishii, I believe. Or was it Yano?
And I don't know what's going on, do you?
Oleg Bolton has one of the other belts. That's what I know.
Zack Sabre Jr. will defend his newly won New Japan TV title, which he won from Matt Riddle, against Jeff Cobb. They went to a time limit draw at Dontaku last year. And then May 4th, we have got the world title, the tag team titles, and the never open weight titles to be defended.
It is Brian Tanahashi, yes. Yano.
Thank you.
And Oleg Bolton.
Thank you. So May 4th, it will be Jon Moxley versus Ren Narita for the IWGP World Heavyweight title. He attacked Moxley after the main event. After Moxley was trying to give a title shot to Shooter. So it looks like he's got at least two title matches coming up. Shingo defends never open weight title against Gabe Kidd. So I guess we'll see what happens there. And then Goto and Yoshihashi will put their titles on the line against Kenta and Chase Owens. So that is the lineup for those upcoming shows. And yeah. See what happens with old Gabe Kidd. I think he's beating Kingston. So is he beating Shingo or not? Is he beating Shingo and losing to Kingston? What's going on? Kingston going to amass another set of titles? I guess we'll find out, won't we?
Maybe Gabe Kidd's going to make his own triple crown.
Hey, you know who else canceled some bookings this week? The Vintner. Eric Rowan. He was scheduled to wrestle for East Coast Pro Wrestling in Nova Scotia at the Coal Town Carnage event. He has canceled several upcoming bookings due to, quote, new contractual obligations. Mm. Now, obviously, everybody immediately thought the same thing. The Vintner is coming back to team with Uncle Howdy. And he might. He might. But, unless he's returning tonight, it is kind of weird. Like, WWE has been a lot more lenient with these sorts of things. They wouldn't let him work East Coast Pro Wrestling in Nova Scotia for Coal Town Carnage? I guess. But we shall see.
Maybe there was a harvest of grapes that needed to be tended to.
There could have been. There could have been. So we'll see. Uncle Howdy and the Vintner. I actually am very excited at this possibility.
I'm cool with it.
So who would be the third guy if we have a new Wyatt family?
Braun Strowman.
You're right. Golly. Braun Strowman, Uncle Howdy, and the Vintner. I'd be down with that. Yeah. Braun is still there. He's injured.
The new faces of fear.
I don't know if I'd use that one again. Dave's got a huge story on the front page, everybody. That will be in this week's Observer. We're trying to get some of the Observer stories out a lot earlier for subscribers. So WrestlingObserver.com, you can sign up, and there's all sorts of subscriber exclusives, including all my television reports. Yes, indeed. But Vince McMahon has put his final TKO shares up for sale. And when they are purchased, it's done. He is all gone.
Can I use perhaps some of that UFC settlement money
to buy TKO shares?
Just buy back in, buy those very shares, and I could be one of the guys that takes Vince out.
Hey, you could. I don't know exactly how that works, those specific shares. But so now here are the two things that I've heard from everybody, okay? And I want to know what you think. And the listeners. Feel free to text me, 425-780-7566. So the two theories that people have, why is Vince pulling out all of his money? He's going to have $2.5 billion when all is said and done. What's he doing? So, hey, listen, everybody. I'm just telling you two theories people are talking about. I'm not saying I'm buying in any either of them. One of them is he wants to start his own promotion. Okay? I'm very skeptical. But that has been discussed by people. Like, could it be that? And the other is this guy's taking out all of his money, and he's getting the heck out of here, and he's going to go to Saudi Arabia, and he's just going to be a free man. That's the other one people are talking about.
What I heard he was giving Trump a loan.
He needs a $2.4 billion loan. Like, every time people have one idea or another, it's like, do you need $2.4 billion for that? Probably not. But what do you think he's actually doing with the money? Or is he just getting out?
I think he's just getting out.
Yeah.
Seems to me like he's the kind of guy who's all in or all out. And at this point, I think whether he wants to be or not, he's all out.
But he's definitely all out. So what's he got this stock for? Unless he thinks it's going to...
He's gonna sell it and do something else.
What is it?
Start a company of supervillains.
Bring back the WBF. Guy's almost 80, dude. What's your dog doing?
Complaining about my haircut.
Guy's almost 80 years old. Like, hey, listen, it's possible he wants to try and start something, but I mean,
maybe he's with teamed up with Rossi.
I can't imagine he's going to get all that much support. Most everybody is under contract. Yes, there are contracts coming due, but I mean, you're gonna walk out of WWE, or you're gonna avoid going to AEW, so you can go to Vince McMahon's new promotion, which I mean. What kind of TV deal do you get?
I can't see that happening. I'm sorry.
I am very skeptical. But, you know, hey, this is wrestling, and some really, really strange things have happened. But I don't anticipate that being one of them. But we'll see. See what everybody else has to say. Any text messages regarding this one? Let's take a look. 425-780-7566.
Let's see what wacky theories people have out there.
I was actually seeing what else we've got here. Give me Uncle Howdy and his crew versus Solo Sikoa and his crew. That was not what I was thinking. But we should at least mention that we did have the debut on SmackDown of Tama Tonga.
Son of Haku.
I thought he might debut at WrestleMania, but they held it off until SmackDown. And here's a story that they're telling. The story is that we're supposed to believe in storyline. We'll see if this is a swerve or this is actually what's going on. That Paul Heyman and Roman Reigns had no idea that Solo Sikoa was going rogue, taking out Jimmy Uso, and bringing in a new member of the Bloodline. He beat up Jimmy. Paul was stunned. Solo gave him the multiple thumbs. Solo is added and subtracted from the Bloodline, allegedly without permission. And then Paul's all in a state. He tries to call Roman. They throw the phone down, stomp on it. He can't call Roman. And then in the back, Tama Tonga goes up to Paul and says, "This was done by orders of the tribal chief." And Paul has no idea what that means. So could be that Roman is behind this and didn't clue in Paul. Could be that Solo has now decided, screw that guy. He lost. I am the new tribal chief. But that is where we are as of Friday. There you go. What do you think, Tom? Don't care? Okay.
I think it's a minor swerve they're just throwing in to try to confuse people, and it'll be like, oh, Roman doesn't trust Paul as much as he used to, and he doesn't need the information that he always had, or, you know, some cheesy excuse like that.
It says Vince starting a company could only hurt his legacy as a promoter, which is all he has at this point. He made the biggest company ever. Why risk the last thing you ever do being a total failure? Well, look at what his last act already is.
Who's going to go work
He's
there?
At rock That's... bottom for a last act. What'd you say?
Who's going to go work there? That's the best point you brought up.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? In the court of public opinion, I mean, essentially he has been convicted. You know what I mean?
However the whole thing plays out in court, we still have all of those text messages, which were not made up, and he was banished from TKO. And, you know, regardless of how everything plays out in court, I mean, he is in disgrace right now. So I'm not sure if anything could bring him lower than this. I mean, he could try and start a promotion or whatever. But if his promotion fails, that is not as bad a last act as the last act that he's currently in the midst of right now. This person here says he's saving up for when the Fed comes knocking again. He's got to be going down hard once it starts. And this person says, tell the chat he's not buying TNA. Well, dude, I don't know what he's doing. I can't imagine he'd try and buy TNA. But this person says, I think Vince is just estate planning, thinking about the money he'll pass on to his kids and grandkids. Well, I'm sure there's an aspect of that, but I would think that he would have been doing that for a long time. And does he need to sell all of his stock to do his estate planning? I don't know. Would Vince need the money for upcoming legal fees? $2.5 billion? I can't imagine he needs $2.5 billion for legal fees. It's just refreshing to see. I'm going to read that one right there. I don't think it was questionable, but when I read it, it could have been meant to be questionable. So. Do I really want to read this one? Speaking of how handsome Tom is, unprompted, my girlfriend proclaimed he looks like the product of incest when watching Windy City Riot. That is not nice. They didn't leave a name either, Tom.
I am appalled that you read that. It's over the air.
Pretty appalling.
That's awful.
It is terrible. The Rock could be the tribal chief, this person says, that they are referring to. So maybe The Rock has gone rogue, and he has recruited Solo, Tama Tonga, and he said, we got to get rid of this Jimmy idiot. And that's going to be the slow build to Rock and Roman Reigns.
Doesn't The Rock have some affinity for Haku? Some special...
Who doesn't?
...place in his... Well, that is true.
Everybody does. What do you think next year's Mania is going to be? Rock and Roman Reigns or Rock and Cody Rhodes?
I think Rock and Roman.
I think it's going to be Rock and Roman? So when are you Rock and Cody?
Before then.
Like a SummerSlam?
The fall.
Saudi.
SummerSlam, yeah. Crown Jewel. The greatest Crown Jewel in the history of ever. Presented by WWE, PLE.
Person says it is a filthy looking haircut, so it kind of fits. Maybe more so if he was a heel. I think you should shave the head, Tom. I can do that later.
Yeah, I don't think this haircut's lasted very long. Like I said, I just got off a plane
back in a couple hours ago. Observer, he saved that for this show, Observer Live.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also Wrestling Observer. He's not here today. Tom's here. Did I screw that up the last segment, too?
Yep.
Yeah, well, whatever. So tonight we got Raw.
Thanks.
This is the lineup. Jey Uso, Finn Balor, Rhea Ripley will address Liv Morgan's attack from the Raw after me. That was actually several days ago.
Rhea Ripley will address her enemies.
Yeah. Cody Rhodes appears. Sami Zayn versus Chad Gable for the Intercontinental title. They're in Montreal. Andrade, Dominic Mysterio. Ivy and Maxine versus Candice and Indy. I feel like I've seen that 50 times. Sheamus makes his return. He's back.
Yeah, fella.
And Chelsea Green and Piper Niven versus Caden Carter and Katana Chance. All on the show tonight.
Cut right through my ears.
Yeah, that's right. What do you got coming up, Tom? Let's do your plugs.
This Saturday, 4:20, when the smoke clears, AIW Wrestling in Cleveland.
Why are you so happy?
Filthy Tom Lawler fighting, taking it back to the old school, an old foe of mine, Dominic Guarini.
Wow.
We're going to throw down.
I remember old Dominic Guarini. Good luck, Tom. Good luck throwing down this weekend. Will it be better than Thea Hale and Tatum Paxley, which has been added to NXT tomorrow? Probably, right? Hey, listen, we're out of time. I'm trying, everybody. I'm suffering here. But I'll be back later on tonight with Dave. We'll talk Raw, all the news, and more. Only for subscribers, WrestlingObserver.com. Address Rhea Ripley, whatever they talk about tonight. And plenty more. So I got to go. Thanks, Tom. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.